journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hello, welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might be listening in Kamloops at CFBX, or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And wherever you're listening from, As always, I want to send my love to you, and I want to dedicate today's show to my mom because it would have been the time of her birthday around this time of year if she was still living. And if you're missing one of your parents, I want to send extra love to you today as well. So today we have another very special guest. I always say our guests are special every week.
Are you looking
But anyway, so she is definitely a special guest, and her name is Suzanne Giesman, and she is a retired U.S. Navy commander who served as a commanding officer, as special assistant to the Chief of Naval Operations, as the aide to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on 9/11, and she has a huge military background. And then she also, in her career, flew on Air Force One, met with kings and queens, and helped depose a dictator, but nothing prepared her for her current line of work. She is an author and a speaker and a medium. And so we're going to hear about how everything changed for her and why she's living the life she is now. Hi, welcome to the show, Suzanne.
Thanks, Marie. Great to be here.
Yay. So first of all, you're going to be at Unity Church in Nanaimo. When is that happening?
I'll be there this Sunday, the 30th, giving a sermon in the morning and then showing the documentary about that unusual transition you just described. And then the following Wednesday, giving a talk about making the connection yourself. And then I'll be doing the same thing in Vancouver the following weekend.
Oh, you're going to be at Unity in Vancouver?
Yes, I am.
Cool. All right, maybe I'll see you then. Ha ha, sweet.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. Well, we do have some listeners on the island, so hopefully they'll be able to go this Sunday, the 30th of June, in case you're listening on podcast. Don't show up if it's not the 30th of June in Nanaimo. So can you tell us, I know you have this documentary, but can you give us a little bit of background on what happened?
Yeah, well, you mentioned that I was aide to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs on September 11th, and we were in the last plane in the air that day, flew right over Manhattan, back to the Pentagon, that was my office building at the time, the Pentagon, and to watch it on fire and to be that up close and personal, that got me asking those deep life questions that most of us at some point in our lives ask. And I basically decided that life is too short not to live your dreams while you can. And so the day I was retirement eligible, 9/11 is what convinced me I needed to retire and go live my dreams. So my husband and I took off sailing, and I no longer needed to ask those deep questions. I basically just kind of sailed away from it all. But I tell people that life has a way of catching up to you when you still have lessons to learn, and I still had lessons. And unfortunately, they came in the form of the tragic death of my stepdaughter at age 27. She was struck by lightning just out of the blue, not even in a storm. And she was 6 months pregnant at the time, so it was a double tragedy for us. And then I could no longer ignore those questions. Why do some people go before others, and why are we here at all? And so this left-brain Navy commander here wanted to know if my stepdaughter was still around. So I went to see a medium. And my whole life has changed ever since that moment.
Wow. So what happened when you went to see the medium, or do we have to see the documentary to find that out?
Well, I hope you do both, but I'll tell you the story now. The woman had no idea who my husband and I were. I made sure not to give her my last name so she couldn't Google me. And she brought through such evidence from my stepdaughter that she left no doubt in my very skeptical mind that she was talking to our Susan, that Susan was right there. It completely changed my whole worldview, knocked me off kilter. And I had already written several books by that time, so I decided I needed to write a book about mediumship to let people know this is real. I actually wrote two books about mediumship, and in the process of researching and studying it, I found out that I can do it too.
And that was a total surprise to me, because people tell me now, surely you had some idea that you were connected to the other side, or you had some psychic abilities. I had none. And I think those on the other side are pretty brilliant. They knew that if they were going to convince me, this rigid left-brain person, that I was really connected with them, they had to give me really good evidence, and they did. And so I have taken it. I took it all the way across the ocean to England and studied with some of the best evidential mediums there, came back to my home in the United States and started practicing, and now I give readings and talk about mediumship and the messages all over the country.
So, Suzanne, as a very logical, practical person, what was it like to have, I mean, did you feel at all that you were crazy at any point?
I never once felt that I was crazy. What I did feel, Marie, was that I was just pulling data out of the air. I thought it was just, this had to be, I didn't feel a connection with anything that felt remotely human. And so when I went to England, I wanted to figure out what's going on here. If this is really, if these were real people, if they're still around me now, I want to feel you. And that's what happened in England. I felt the presence, and I continue to feel it today, of course, or I wouldn't be doing this work. I saw with my own eyes the presence of those who have passed to the other side, and the connection just gets clearer every day. I've been doing this work for only 4 years, and those on the other side continue to give me little miracles, is what I call them, that just make me wake up every morning and say, wow, what miracle is going to happen today?
Awesome. Well, that makes me curious when you talk about real people and feeling their presence. Last week, I had a Buddhist on the show, and he was talking about karma and rebirth and the ghost realm. And so in your experience and opinion, do these people and their personalities, are they just going to be around forever, or is there a time of a transition? What's your experience been?
It's funny because my beliefs have changed so much over the past few years. I didn't used to have any belief about reincarnation. I didn't know what to believe, but I've come to believe that we do have a few ghosts at this school we call life. But I do also believe that because we're pure consciousness, we're pure spirit, a part of us, of the soul, will always remain as spirit. And even if part of that soul energy comes back to learn and grow some more, a medium will still be able to access that part of you that still remains a spirit. So I never have any doubt that I'll be able to link into someone if they're willing to cooperate and allow me to bring them through for someone.
So in theory, then, someone could have been reborn into like another personality, another body, but that former consciousness is still in existence somewhere that you could access?
I absolutely believe that, yes. I believe it's part of what some people would understand as the oversoul, the greater soul of which we're a part.
And so is this kind of some of the stuff that you learned while studying in England? I'm really curious. Like, I'm kind of skeptical about this stuff, too. I'm open, but skeptical.
Yeah, yeah.
So I am always curious to know where people get these insights.
Those insights have come to me in meditation and speaking with my guides. Now, believe me, I didn't used to even believe in spirit guides, but the evidence, the synchronicities, a good word for this radio show, that have happened over the years have so blown me away that I can't deny the presence of this higher consciousness that's working with me to help me understand. I didn't learn about it that in England. What I learned in England was the nuts and bolts of how to connect with those on the other side. And then it just gets better through practice.
All right. Well, on your website, which is loveatthecenter.com, you have a section, Sanaya Says. Are those your spirit guides?
Yes. Sanaya has told me it's a group consciousness, and I do feel a difference in energy at times, sometimes more powerful than others, sometimes more masculine, sometimes more feminine. But every morning for the past 3 years when I sit in meditation, I feel a shift. I feel that consciousness blending with mine, and these beautiful messages and sometimes full poems with perfect rhyme and rhythm and messages come through in just minutes with my eyes closed. And I write that down, and I have shared that with with people on my official Facebook page every day and at SanayaSays.com. And people always write back and say, Sanaya was speaking to me today. Oh, did I need to hear that today? Because they're universal messages that we all need to hear.
Wonderful. Well, I'm curious, Suzanne, before when you were in the military and working at the Pentagon, did you meditate at all?
I never did. Mm-hmm. But right after our Susan died, I had read enough about metaphysical literature that I knew that meditation was the key that was going to help me connect with Susan myself if she was still out there. And so the very week after her funeral, I began meditating daily. And boy, that military discipline has helped me in that way, Marie, because I think I may have missed 2 days of meditation in the past 7 years. And that is the key right there. That's why I was able to tune in years after Susan's death, when somebody said, you can do this too. I had been training my mind to be quiet for years through meditation, and that is part of what I teach in my workshops, how to make that connection yourself.
Mm, wonderful. Well, maybe I should join the military because I have no discipline when it comes to
I can work on that aspect too.
I have so many questions for you, Suzanne. You actually did a reading for Wayne Dyer.
I did. What a thrill that was. And it was great because I feel like I helped to manifest that. I was trying to think, how can I get the messages out to more people? And at that time, I was a Hay House author, and Wayne Dyer, most of his books are published by Hay House. And I had never met him, but I put it out in my vision that I wanted to meet him to help me get more messages out to people. And it's a long story how that came about, but he actually came to my house and sat knee to knee with me in my study where I give my readings, and we had a wonderful, wonderful experience. I have to tell you, I don't think I slept for a week before that reading, but that week I gave 3 readings that just knocked my socks off, and I knew it was Spirit's way of saying, would you relax already? We're not going to let you down, and they really didn't. They came through for me.
Awesome. Well, you had mentioned that you manifested that. So is there something that you do when you're putting that out to the universe that's different than what other people might do?
Oh, I don't know that it's any different than anybody else does. And it's the basic knowing that our thoughts create our reality. So when you're in that meditative state, you're in communion with Spirit, with higher consciousness, and that is the best time to put out there your dreams, your desires, your vision. Now, they're not necessarily going to come true unless they're for the greater good. And because my motive was for the greater good, when I put out there on a daily basis, I'm on a first-name basis with Wayne Dyer, and I am touching many with the messages of mediumship. Universe conspired to make that happen, but I put it out there every day as if it were a done deal. No doubt in my mind that if that was meant to happen, it would. And that's the key there. Connecting with higher consciousness when you put your goals out there and believe them and see them as coming true. That was what blew me away more than anything about having Wayne Dyer walk in my front door, that it had manifested because I never gave up the belief that that would happen.
Aww. That's awesome. I love Wayne Dyer. He's very, very sweet man. I had a 15-minute interview with him on the show, so not as cool as having him walk in your front door. But
it was funny, Marie, because he gave me permission to talk about his reading. I never give evidence unless I get permission, but my husband and I were excited, and my husband had run out to the local bakery and bought some sweets that we could enjoy after the reading. And in the reading, I actually brought through information from Sanaya. I didn't expect to do that at all, but it just came right out of my mouth, and he looked at me afterwards, and he says, you were absolutely accurate there. What came out was that his whole diet had changed and he wasn't even eating sweets anymore. And I looked at him and I said, you're not going to want to eat those sweets we bought, are you? And he laughed and he said, not at all.
Okay, well, I want to put out the number in case anyone has a question for you. I want to make it clear, Suzanne actually doesn't do readings on the air. But if you have a question, a general question, 604-822-2487. Suzanne, you're okay with questions, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So 604-822-2487 if you want to get on the air and ask Suzanne a question. And it's about time for a break, so how about we do that now? You can find Suzanne Giesman at loveatthecenter.com, and she is going to be at Unity of Nanaimo on Sunday, June 30th, and then Unity in Vancouver the next Sunday, which... What day is that?
Also Friday, July 5th at Vancouver, Unity Vancouver. Friday, July 5th and the 7th.
Friday, July 5th and 7th. Awesome. Okay, so we will be back with more synchronicity in a moment. Thank you.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and you can find me on my website, spiritualshow.com, or you can go to mariebernard.com. It's pretty much the same site. And right now, today, we are speaking with Suzanne Giesman. She is a former Navy officer. She worked at the Pentagon during 9/11. And all of a sudden, in 2006, she had this family tragedy that opened up everything for her and just changed. And now she's a medium and an author. Well, you were an author before that, but now you're a medium. And your website is loveatthecenter.com. Suzanne is going to be at Unity of Nanaimo on Sunday, June 30th, and then Unity of Vancouver on July 5th and 7th. So you're going to be doing a sermon on Sunday morning. What are you planning on talking about?
Oh, I'm going to talk about the messages that come through when we connect with those on the other side, what they have to tell us. I don't want to give away the whole thing, but they're all very beautiful messages about why we're here and how we can make our lives better. I'm so glad that Unity is open to these messages because it's perfectly in line with their wonderful beliefs.
So just in general, I don't want to take away too much from the sermon, but why are we here? What have you learned?
Gosh, you know, this is something that's made my life so much more wonderful. It's just knowing that we are part of that higher consciousness, that spirit, that some people call it God, some people call it the force, whatever you call it, it's basic essence is love. And the more we express that while we're here, the more we're in alignment with our true nature, the more our life just flows. So it's all about developing our divinity, about being the presence of love. And that just transforms your life. It's the most powerful force there is, love. And that's why my website is Love at the Center.
All right, Suzanne, well, I'm curious about this because I feel like pretty much everyone who listens to this show regularly would agree with you. And yet so many times we have these moments of clarity. We have these times where we're connected and we're loving and not from a sexual love, but the actual love where we're not expecting things from other people.
Mm-hmm.
But then it falls away and we get back into our old habits and our, you know, smartphones and getting to work and all of that. So how do you stay connected to that?
Oh, that's that daily meditation. That is the key, because meditation is shutting out the outer world so that you can be in communion with your inner world, which is where you connect with spirit. And I'll tell you, sometimes I think if it weren't for that meditation, I would go back to the old ways. I no longer watch the daily news. I read up the headlines. on the internet just so I stay abreast of what's going on in the world, but I stay away from that negativity because it is too easy to go back to being mired in the material world when I far prefer that loving energy of spirit, that connection that I feel in meditation, that connection when I feel when I give a reading and connect with those on the other side. That has transformed my life, and that is what I carry with me throughout the day. I just radiate that feeling throughout the day, and it's transformational.
Awesome. Thank you, Suzanne. Well, I'm curious, when you first started connecting, so how often do you speak with your stepdaughter?
I have had 3 very clear visits from her during my meditations, only 3 times in the 7 years since she passed. People would think it would be more often, but, you know, they have their own lives on the other side. They have things to do, and she visits when I need to hear from her and when I really ask to hear from her, which is not that often because I know she's around. But I want to tell you, Marie, that when she comes, I do the same thing I do in any reading. I ask for evidence so that I don't just go to my husband, who's also skeptical, and say, Susan was here, she visited me, and he pats me on the head and says, that's nice, Suzanne. I give him evidence by asking her to tell me what's going on in her sister's life or what's going on in her biological mother's life that I couldn't possibly know. And each time we've called her mom or her sister, and the things that she's told me were absolutely accurate, and that to me is such a thrill.
So does that mean that the dead are, like, spying on us?
You could, if you want to call it that, that gives it a lesser vibration than I would. But they're absolutely aware of what's going on in our lives. They don't hang around all the time, but when we think of them, they're right there with us. They check in on us just like any loved one would do, but they absolutely give us our privacy.
Okay, so not when we're in the shower or anything like that.
You know, we have hang-ups here as humans, but once you get to the other side, that all goes away. None of that is important.
Okay. Well, you mentioned how they have their own lives on the other side. So, like, what does that look like?
Well, that's one thing that I still struggle with because it's hard to imagine a world that we haven't, that we have hard time getting evidence of. But from everything that I've sensed, from what I've read in all of the literature throughout the years that people have been connecting with those on the other side, their world is as solid to them as ours is to us. It's just a different vibration. And so they enjoy activities like we do here, but there's no work. And because there's no money and everyone loses their ego when they lose the body, there's no competition and no power struggle. So it's really a beautiful existence. We come to this world for the lessons that we learn because of those ego issues.
Okay. I'm just, it's all, I was thinking about this. I was on my way home last night and I was having a thought about the nature of, you know, because you're talking about why we're here and the nature of reality is really just fascinating to me. And I mean, if we have these other dimensions or other planes of existence, I don't know. I mean, what is the purpose of having, like you said, we come here to learn and then what are we just hanging out? Like it all on some level, it makes sense. And then other times to me, it seems really convoluted. And why would we do that?
Okay. Well, you're going to get really deep here, but the purpose of life, which is eternal, is the evolution of the soul. We are the expression of that God force here and now. And if that force is loving, when we express that, we are growing. We are helping the soul to evolve. So as humans, because we're given free will, we can make a choice. Am I going to respond lovingly or not? And boy, don't we have so many opportunities here to decide, am I going to respond with love or something less than that? And every time you do respond with the higher vibration of love, that adds to your vibration. When you leave here, you take with you, hopefully, a higher vibration, a higher energy or consciousness than you came in with, and that adds to the whole. Everybody's life adds to the whole because we're all connected. You keep growing on the other side, higher and higher levels of consciousness, but the growth here on Earth, it's really rapid because we have so many opportunities to grow.
Okay. And what about how, like, our perception of that things are solid and all of that? I mean, they, in quantum physics, they say, and it's not. I mean, so do you know what it's like on the other side? Is it
pure,
all
pure vibration? It may appear solid, but again, that is a perception. It is an illusion. Of course, science has shown that if you looked at everything with the finest microscope, everything's vibrating, including us. We're in and out of the other dimension at all times, but we're not aware of that because our focus remains right here on this physical world. But the more you communicate with those on the other side, you realize that everything here is transient. Everything is temporary. And for me, that has brought so much peace to me because I know that any challenges I face, they're going to pass because the only thing that lasts is who we are as spirit.
Okay, so then accepting that, I know you're going to say, well, meditation. because you can know that everything is temporary. Like I'm mm-hmm. sort of seeing someone kind of right now, and I know it's not going to be that forever relationship. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to accept that I'm just enjoying what we have in the moment. But then I keep coming back to, but I want it to last for longer. So I know you're just going to say meditation, but is there any other advice you have?
Are you psychic?
So how long each day do you sit in meditation, Suzanne?
Gosh, I really sit only about 20 minutes each day. It's definitely quality, not quantity. I do want to tell you that anybody that goes to my website, theloveatthecenter.com, right there on the homepage is a guided meditation that is free. It's a free download, and it's called the 10-Minute Transformation. And so if you only have 10 minutes, that will just start your day off on the right foot. I listen to it myself because it just clears out any blockages, raises my vibration, and just gets me ready to go face the world every morning.
Wonderful.
So that's a little gift for your listeners, the 10-Minute Transformation.
Cool. And so being sort of a friend of Wayne Dyer's, you're probably aware of how he gets up in the morning and he's thankful for the morning.
Yes.
and his life.
Yes.
So do you do anything like that, or is it mostly just the meditation?
Well, my meditations are very active. I do that clearing exercise for 10 minutes, and then I spend quite a bit of time in communion with spirit, with my guides. We talk back and forth, but mentally. And it's mostly expressing my gratitude for their help, their presence, for the wonderful way that I'm able to help other people. So a lot of it of gratitude, and then asking for guidance. I spend that time saying, show me, teach me, guide me, let me know what I need to do, and then just surrendering. It's that, gets back to that basic surrender to the greater good, and just use me. And then I become quiet and I listen for that guidance. And then literally my finger will twitch, I'll pick up a pen, and it just flows. And that's that daily message I told you about.
And so, Suzanne, how long did it take you to actually start getting messages when you started meditating? Because I sit and I'm trying to, like, follow my breath, and it's just boring. Like, after 2 minutes, I'm pretty much done. So
yeah,
your meditation sounds a lot
I'll tell you,
exciting.
The first 3 weeks I started meditating, I fell asleep every time. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
And then I got disappointed because I said, nothing is happening here. This is a waste of time. And that went on for several months. But then I just started to know things about other people. My intuition was waking up. And I'm sure that you're more intuitive for the effort that you put into meditation. You can't help but be. And so I started keeping a list of those things that I knew, and I actually created a folder on my computer, and I labeled it Awesome Spiritual Experiences, and that folder is still there to this day. Every time something really cool happens, I put it in there, and I go back and I look at it, and it reminds me that we really are connected. the message is, well, my mentor told me they're going to start talking to you. Have paper and pen ready so you can write it down. And I would hear these beautiful sentences, and I blew it off. I said, I'm making this up. This is my imagination. I knew that already. And I think my guides on the other side figured they had to do something really stunning if they were going to get me to pay attention. And so one morning in meditation, I heard a phrase, I wrote it down, and before I could dismiss it, this entire poem, 3 pages of rhyming verse, just flowed right through me. And I sat there and sobbed. And that scene is in the documentary because it was so pivotal for me to know I could not have possibly done that. They were brilliant to give me a poem because I don't do poetry. And it was a turning point for me to pay attention, to listen. And then the poems came every day for 369 days after that. So they finally figured maybe this thick-headed commander finally trusts that we're really here, and they switched to prose. And that's when Sanaya's daily messages that were not in poem form started.
Wonderful. Well, Suzanne, I'm curious, and I want to put out the number again, 604-822-2487, if you have a question for Suzanne. What is the most... It might be hard to pick just one, but what are one or two of the most profound messages that you've experienced through Sanaya?
The profound messages, there's been a lot of profound evidence, just details that I couldn't have known. But the most profound message is that they hear us when we speak to them. That's huge. I think people, they talk to their loved ones' pictures and they just talk to them and say, well, why can't I feel you? And we think those thoughts are just going out into the ether and aren't heard. But over and over again, those on the other side show me that they hear us when we speak and they know what's going on in our lives. They are very much present in our lives. The one really great moment was when this young 16-year-old boy who showed me how he was killed in a car accident said to his mother in the reading, go ahead and talk to my photo, Mom. He didn't just say, hey, my mom's talking to my picture. He said, go ahead and talk to my photo. And his mother caught her breath, and she said, just before this reading, I was looking at the photo, which I had described, by the way, and she said, I looked at that frame, and I said, Tristan, you're probably going to tell the medium to tell me to stop talking to your picture.
Aww.
And look how he put it. Go ahead and talk to my picture, Mom. That had both of us holding back the tears.
Well, Suzanne, go ahead
and talk to them.
Do you believe in angels or?
I'm laughing because I did not believe in angels when I first started this work. You know, spirit guides, angels, that's that woo-woo stuff, right? And I so believe in angels now because of the evidence. And you think, how can you have evidence from an angel? Well, that is a really long story, and you'll have to come to my talk to hear it, but it's just blown me away how guided we are, how we really don't run this show at all. And it's changed my whole view of reality.
So if we don't run the show, I mean, you mentioned as humans we have free will. So how is it really free will if we're not running the show?
Yeah, it's free will. And when you start hitting your head against the wall and running into stumbling blocks, that's when you realize that you're exerting your will a little bit too much. I have learned these days to just surrender completely. I used to be the person that had to strive for everything, who had to set a goal and had to go for it and had to work for it to happen. And these days, I tell people, you just learn to take your hand off the wheel. Not literally, of course, but I just say, go ahead and I'll be your puppet on a string, because when I surrender completely to God's will, if you want to call it God, to the will of that higher consciousness, when I surrender completely and say, use me for the greater good, oh my goodness, far greater things happen than if I tried to figure out how to do things. This agreeing to surrender is the greatest thing we can learn to do, but you have to be tapped in enough to be able to trust the guidance that you get when you are guided, and then follow it.
Suzanne, let's. I'd like to talk a little bit more about what you're going to be doing at Unity, just so that people know. So Unity of Nanaimo on Sunday, June 30th, and then Unity of Vancouver on July 5th and the 7th. So what are you going to be doing at each location? Is it going to be the same? And
it is the same at both. I'm giving a sermon at both churches, and then I'm showing this one-hour Messages of Hope documentary that talks about, that shows that transition, and it was beautifully done, a made-for-TV documentary. It's only an hour, and people might want to bring their Kleenexes for that one. It's a beautiful way of taking people from skepticism to belief. And we show that for an hour and then talk about the afterlife for about an hour afterwards. And I open it up for questions and answers, so we have a really nice interaction. I interact with the audience and answer their questions about the afterlife. That's the documentary showing. And then on the separate date, I'm giving a 2 to 3 hour presentation that I call Making the Connection, where I share a lot of the evidence that's come through in readings and then show how those who attend can make that connection themselves. We talk about a lot of the things we've been talking here, and show people how it's not just me. Anybody can do this. I'm not out to turn anybody into a medium. I'm out to help people learn to be guided so that you don't keep hitting walls, and to know that you're not alone, and to tune into this wisdom, this creativity that's available to all of us.
Wonderful. So the day of your sermon, it sounds like it's going to be about a three-hour day?
It's about 2.5 hours. Depends on how many questions people have at the end. That's the sermon at Nanaimo is at 10:30 in the morning, and then the documentary is a two-hour event at 12:30.
Okay.
Wednesday the 3rd, 7 o'clock p.m. is the Making the Connection. So it's probably a little over 2 hours that night. And then the same thing on the 5th of July in Vancouver, 7:30 is the documentary. And then we'll do the Making the Connection talk after the sermon on Sunday. Okay. All those details are on my website on the events page.
Okay. So, and again, that's loveatthecenter.com. If people want to go to that in either Nanaimo or Vancouver. And I imagine you're with Unity. Are you traveling all over with Unity?
I speak at Unity churches. I speak at Science of Mind churches. That's a New Thought church. I speak wherever anybody is open to the messages. And it's really heartwarming to me how many people are open to these, because it's not woo-woo. And it is science, the best of science, mixed with spirituality. That's what I like about it. It can be explained through science, yet the messages that come through touch the spirit. So it's a wonderful combination.
All right. Well, it is time for another break, so we will be back with more Synchronicity in a moment. Right now, we are speaking with Suzanne Giesman. She is an author of 9 different books, I believe. But we'll talk more about that after the break. You can find her at loveatthecenter.com. She's going to be at Unity of Nanaimo on Sunday, June 30th, and then Unity of Vancouver on July 5th and the 7th. Again, her website is loveatthecenter.com. And you can find my website at spiritualshow.com. And we'll be back very shortly.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Your Midweek Roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists. as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and right now we are speaking with Suzanne Giesman, and she is from loveatthecenter.com. She is former military. She was working at the Pentagon on 9/11, and then in 2006, she lost her stepdaughter in a very tragic and random accident, and now she's speaking with Beyond the Grave and all of that. and she's going to be at Unity of Nanaimo on Sunday, June 30th, and Unity of, and it sounds like Wednesday the 3rd as well?
Yes, that's when I'll do the Making the Connection talk in Nanaimo.
Okay, and then Unity of Vancouver, July 5th and 7th. And Unity of Vancouver is just on 40, just past 41st on Oak Street. If you haven't been there before, they have lots of good events there. So, and anyway, so you have a bunch of books and there's so much to talk about. So I'm wondering, what do you want to focus on for the last 15 minutes of the show?
I want to focus on the evidence because I can tell you're skeptical and I think that's great. the challenge with mediums is that anybody can give messages to people and say, your loved one is here and they're aware of the challenges that you're facing. And that's what breeds skepticism, because then we all have challenges. And for me, I have insisted on evidence from the other side. What am I talking about? I'm talking about sitting with someone and saying, your little boy is here. You've lost a son. He's showing me he was around 9 years old. And I'm going to share with you now some evidence that I have permission from his mom to share. But imagine bringing through a little boy to his mom, and he showed me exactly how he passed by bringing up that pain in my own body, by making me feel nauseous, and then showing me a pain in his head. And then this little boy showing me murals on his wall in his bedroom, and his mother sent me a picture of the murals later. This little boy showing me a Christmas ornament that he made, and his mom sent me a photo of that ornament. I described it as a little Christmas tree. It was the last thing that he made before he died. And then he talked about his uncle's birthday. And I asked his mom, why are you talking about the uncle's birthday? And she said, because that's the day he died. Mm-hmm. And then just before he faded out, showing me a handprint. You know how little kids in kindergarten make those hand imprints of their hands?
Yeah.
And his mom really lost it when I passed along that he was showing me that, because as he was dying, the nurse in the hospital made a little ink print of his hand, and his mom has that in a frame. And I'll tell you what, now that mom knows her son is not gone forever, that she's going to see him again. That's what I'm talking about, evidence. And I can hear your skeptical mind, Marie, saying, well, maybe you're just reading your client's mind, right?
I don't know. I'd like to believe in all of this. I'm, like I said earlier, I'm open to it. It is just, I mean, there are people who are good, good cold readers.
Yeah. But the ones that I like, the readings I like are when those on the other side tell me things that even my client doesn't know, and they have to go and find out if that's true. And they come back and they say, oh, my other relative confirmed it. That was absolutely right. You couldn't have been reading my mind. Or the one woman I gave a reading, and her father came through, and he was talking about Greeley, Colorado. And I said, why is your dad mentioning Greeley? Are you in Greeley? I knew she was in Colorado because that was the area code of the phone. And she said, I have no idea why my dad would be bringing that up. Only later did she find out that during our reading, her mother was in Greeley, Colorado. So, again, evidence that our loved ones not only are around us, they know exactly where we are and what we're doing.
Well, Suzanne, you mentioned with the little boy that you felt nauseous and pain and all that. That sounds horrible. Why do you, like, do that?
I welcome that because, to me, first of all, it's really amazing that that symptoms and pain in our body are really just a manipulation of our energy, of our frequency. So they want to create a symptom for me. They just create that frequency. I feel it as a pain down where the liver is. I say, well, this person probably had liver disease, and they did. And the second I report it, it goes away. It's just like a zing, like a pinch or something. But I very much am attuned to how my body feels during a reading because it's a great way to get evidence across. I absolutely welcome that. I'll sit in a reading and suddenly be gasping for breath. I can't breathe. And I'll say, this person definitely passed from a lung issue, a lung problem. And once my client confirms that, I'll say to my guides, take that away. And it goes away. I catch my breath and we move on.
So, Suzanne, other than to give people peace and feel better about their loved ones being, you know, thinking about them and being around, are there other practical uses for what you do?
Well, really, the key here is I don't serve my clients first. I serve those on the other side. They have a voice, again, for about an hour, when they find their loved one sitting with a medium. And this is their chance to say those things they didn't get to say when they were here. And boy, do they say them. Those who didn't get to say their apologies, who may never have had the nerve to give their apologies when they were here, they come through with such pressure and they tell me exactly what they need to apologize for. And once they pass that apology along, the pressure goes away. It's, I say that my readings are like an AA reading for those on the other side. They make their amends. So I also tell people, don't wait till you have to find a medium to say your apologies.
Interesting. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited that we, it was interesting because you mentioned the name of the show, Synchronicity, and someone, I guess your publicist or something, had sent me an email a few weeks ago, and I get so many emails that I didn't really get to it. And then I just happened to, as it usually works out, is I opened the email from Unity of Nanaimo, and then I just happened to have an opening just before you were coming, and it all just sort of fell together. I mean, is that your experience a lot of times too?
Oh. It's my almost daily experience. My wonderful helper, Bev, who you just mentioned there, we laugh because you say, I just happened to do that, and some greater power guided us together today. The timing is divine, and this happens all the time when you're in the flow. That's what I'm talking about. When you just surrender to the greater good, you sit back and laugh with joy at watching how things come together just like that all the time.
So is that me being in my flow or because you're in your flow?
That's both. That's okay. Absolutely both. And I know that our guides and helpers and loved ones on the other side put thoughts in our head all the time. And we think they're our own thoughts, but something said to you, oh, I think I'll check my email now, or I think I'll open this email now. Well, where did that come from? And then you open it, and it brings up this wonderful opportunity for you. That's when I always look skyward, heavenward, when these wonderful synchronicities happen, and I say, thank you.
But see, that's what makes me question about the whole free will thing.
I don't care about free will. I don't want free will. I want to be guided. Why do I need to make decisions when I'm guided by a far greater power that has the big picture? that's how I feel.
Okay, cool. So do you believe in, like, destiny or fate, or is it sort of, I don't know, these are such, I don't know, there's so many intricacies to all of this.
Yeah, I believe that we agree to take on certain roles and experiences when we come here to this life, and I believe we have a certain amount of energy that we come in with to accomplish that. And when we've accomplished that, then we will move on to another chapter in our eternal lives. I believe that I was supposed to be a Navy officer for 20 years so that more people will believe in the work that I'm doing now because of the credibility that I hope I bring to this. So was that my destiny to be a military officer and now to be a medium? Maybe so, because it sure is flowing beautifully.
Awesome. Well, Suzanne, we only have about 5 minutes left in the show. Parts Unknown is coming up here on CITR in about 10 minutes, so everyone should stick around for that. And right now we're speaking with Suzanne Giesemann. She is at loveatthecenter.com. She's going to be speaking at Unity of Nanaimo on Sunday the 30th and Wednesday, July 3rd, and then Unity of Vancouver on July 5th and the 7th. And again, you can find all of her speaking engagements at loveatthecenter.com if you're listening from somewhere else in the world, because I know there's lots of you listening from all over the place online at citr.ca or my website, spiritualshow.com. So with the last 4 or 5 minutes of the show, Suzanne, what do you feel is the most important thing that you want to get across, or anything that I haven't asked about yet?
It's definitely that we're spirit beings here and now and forevermore. We don't become spiritual just because we pass to the other side. You take with you exactly the vibration that you have earned here. So everything we do here matters. The more loving you can be now, the greater your experience when you get to the other side. So take every opportunity now to be and express the spirit being that you are, so you have no regrets. You don't have to come back looking for a medium from the other side. It's all about our connection with each other, with our loved ones on the other side, because we are that energy here and now.
Awesome. And if people want to go and get that download, loveatthecenter.com, where on your website can they find the guided meditation?
Right down near the bottom of the home page. It's the 10-minute transformation, a free download there. And then if they go to my Facebook page by looking up my name, they can like that, and then they'll get the daily messages from Sanaya.
Okay. And I notice you're also on Daily Om. So you have a course?
I do. I have a 6-week course about awakening your spirit through Daily Om.
Cool.
Good stuff.
Wonderful. Well, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show, Suzanne. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I'm glad that your spirits guided you to open that email when they did.
Thank you. Well, if you, okay, I know you don't do readings though, but so do you know, I mean, do you have any information about spirits, or like, because I don't feel like I have any spirit guides.
Oh, my goodness. You need to come to my presentation, Marie.
Okay, well, I
will. We all have them. We all have them. And the sooner you discover that, the sooner your life will just blossom and open up.
Awesome.
Because you're not alone. You are not alone.
All right. Well, I'll get in touch with your assistant then.
Wonderful.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Suzanne.
Thank you, Marie.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
So again, that was Suzanne Giesemann, and you can find her at loveatthecenter.com. And if you want to meet with her and hear more about what she has to say and see her documentary, she's going to be at Unity of Nanaimo and Unity of Vancouver coming up very soon, and unities of lots of different unities all over the place. So you can look up her website at loveatthecenter.com. Coming up in just a few minutes here on CITR is Parts Unknown. So I definitely want you to stick around for that. And I'm going to close the show with a song by one of my favorite people in the whole world. She is Surya Devi. She's been on the show a bunch of times because she's super awesome. And she's a local musician here in Vancouver. So I'm going to play Order to the Chaos in just a moment. Next week, there will not be a synchronicity. There's something, I don't know, some kind of CITR thing going on. So I won't be here next week. There will not be a show, but I will be back the following week. So in the meantime, you can go and check out Suzanne's free download if you want on her website, or you can listen to past episodes of my show at spiritualshow.com. And I will try to update my website sometime in the next week or two. I say that, but I'm a huge procrastinator, so I apologize if you've been looking. You can also sign up on iTunes, and then once you subscribe, it just, like, every time the podcast is updated, you get it sent to your phone or whatever kind of device you're using. So you can look up Synchronicity, and that is through CITR on iTunes. Okay, so I want to send my undying love and appreciation for you. I hope that you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, a fabulous Canada Day, and I will see you in a couple weeks. I love you so much. Be well. Namaste.
Mystery to me, I want. just who I say our love can never be. When you love someone, you let them go to set their spirit free. But sometimes I want to hang on tight to what I've always known, rather than go out and make a life that I can call my own. Is there order to this chaos? Is there order to this chaos? Will I ever understand?
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Taking Turns is a local music showcase that gives emerging talent an opportunity to share the stage with more established artists. Happening every third Tuesday of the month at the Very Funky Prop House, this month, Taking Turns presents guitarist Alexander Flock, vocalist Karen Larson, pianist Pat Coverton, and the lap steel guitar of Australia's Jason Lowe. There will also be a raffle in aid of Crisis Center with the first prize donated by Preston Music. For more information, please visit www.takenturns.ca.
You are listening to 101.9 CITR. This is the Parts Unknown show. Where the hell is the summer? I swear to God, this is really insane. It is almost July. I have seen the sun maybe 4 times this year. I'm just saying, and sad day for all the traveling bands flocking to Calgary. For Sled Island, and not just sadness to them because there was no Sled Island that had to be canceled, at least a big chunk of it, but to all the people that had to be evacuated out of their homes, and the photos, the footage of all the carnage that occurred because of these high rainfalls day upon day upon day last week, and I hope that everyone can recover. That is an amazing thing to hear about this, and not to talk about, you know, a lot of my friends went up to Calgary to play Sled Island. There's no Sled Island to play at, and that sucks. But I mean, some people's livelihoods are in peril right now. Some people's lives. So I want the sun to come. Do you know what? Everything would be better, I think, if the sun came. We've had lots of lovely rain. By the way, this is the Parts Unknown show. My name is Christopher Horrific. And I want to bring the sun. So I want to have a few lovely summer-like songs in the same vein as a young, peppy John Mayer plucking his guitar, beckoning the sun to come. "Oh, we will come for you, Mr. Marr," says the sun. "Oh, we will come for you, Mr. DeMarco."